Texte numéro 34. Exemptions for routine childhood vaccination at highest level ever. Vaccination rates among US kindergartners for routine childhood shots have still not returned to pre-pandemic levels, according to new federal data. Researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, looked at how many children met school requirements for the measles, mumps and rubella, MMR, vaccine, the diphtheria, tetanus and acellular pertussis, DTaP, vaccine, the poliovirus, polio, vaccine and the varicella, chickenpox, vaccine. For the last school years, about 93% of children in kindergarten had met the vaccination requirements. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, it was 95%. We're not surprised that there was a drop in vaccination over the pandemic, said Dr. Brownstein, an epidemiologist at Boston Children's Hospital. We've known these challenges are because of care access and misinformation, and unfortunately, some of these challenges have persisted post-pandemic. Data also showed that exceptions from school vaccination requirements increased to 3% during the 2022-23 school year. The report found vaccination coverage decreased in 30 states for the DTaP, MMR and polio vaccines, and in 25 states for the chickenpox vaccine, all over the same period. In total, 10 states reported an exemption for at least one vaccine for more than 5% of kindergartners. The percentage goes up to 12% in some states. The authors said it's not clear whether the increase in exemptions is because there has been an increase in parents opposing routine childhood vaccines, or because they have barriers that make it difficult to vaccinate their children. Brownstein said that it's likely a mix of both. When it comes to vaccine hesitancy, he said he believes the pandemic exacerbated misinformation due to the politicization of the COVID-19 vaccine, which may have caused a decrease in confidence in vaccination overall. He said one way to ease parents' concern is to establish relationships with trusted partners. A lot of that resides within the schools, but also especially with medical professionals. There are pediatricians to help educate families on the values of these vaccines. The CDC noted that clusters of unvaccinated or undervaccinated children can lead to outbreaks of preventable diseases. In one case, between November 2022 and February 2023, a measles outbreak swept across several schools and daycares in Ohio, infecting 85 children, 80 of whom were unvaccinated. Sometimes there's a lack of recognition of why we need a vaccine in the first place, Brownstein says. The reason we don't see these diseases is because of vaccinations. There's a false narrative that these vaccines are not needed because we don't see these pathogens. We need these vaccines to not see these pathogens. Adapted from ABC News, November 2023.